Time for our chamber chat as we welcome into the studio this morning the executive director of the Coldwater Area Chamber of Commerce, and that is Nicole Steele. Are you getting used to the new name now?
I am, yes. I'm loving it. We have a new logo. You can check that out on our website. So, yep, we're adapting real well.
All right. Has the website changed, the website address as well?
Not yet. It's still Branch Area Chamber of Commerce, but that's to come.
BranchAreaChamber.com. Okay, well, cool. You've got a full slate of stuff going on here to the month of July, but maybe reflect back just a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, Strawberry Fest, that was kind of the first one that kind of fell back under the fold of the Chamber of Commerce as you absorb some of the duties of the Downtown Business Association. Great turnout for that.
Oh, we could not have asked for a better day. We had a record high number of vendors, and the attendance had to be record high. It was just shoulder to shoulder all day. It was a fantastic event. I was so pleased.
Yeah, and that was even having to work around some of the construction and everything else downtown, too.
Yes, and we pushed the event a little bit further to the east, and it worked out great.
All right, so we're looking forward to that happening again next year. And, of course, you get the other big festival, which is Apple Fest, coming up in September then,
That's right. Those vendors are already getting their applications in. They wanted to get on board right on the day of Strawberry Fest.
Some other things that kind of have been absorbed under the umbrella, Entertainment Under the Stars. Last week, a huge turnout for Jim Stout. And then you got the Steves performing tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're new. We haven't had them downtown yet. But they play a twisted classic rock. That's kind of their style, and I can't wait to see them. I'm excited about that. That's this Tuesday. Gosh, on Thursday, Masonville House has changed their name. They're under new ownership now, and they'll be called Enliven. And to celebrate that, we're having a ribbon cutting Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30.
Okay. Also, then later this month, you've got a Business for Breakfast coming up, too, on the 15th.
Yep, that's right. That'll be a nice lineup. Business for Breakfast is a nice opportunity for businesses to get together early in the morning, come grab some breakfast, and just get charged up with great information about what's going on in the community. On the 15th, Tuesday the 15th of July, you can come to the Best Western and hear from the library about the millage that's coming up. You can hear from the fairgrounds. The fair will be shortly after that. And then Second Story Market's going to charge you up with a little workshop on how to
market your business.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
All right, so also later this month, the Remember the Alamo Cruise, that's coming up on Saturday the 26th. And that's a little bit different as far as the route goes this year too, right?
Yeah, we had to modify it because of US 12 going down to two lanes. So that changed the event a little bit. But it's going to be a great right-hand turn in the heart of downtown, and you can always go over to the Alamo. You can always head over to Shorts, and just like we always have. But yeah, check out our website for that car cruise and for more information on that.
All right. Also, folks, keep their ears peeled for the 32nd annual Chamber Scramble. That's coming up in October.
Yes, October. We pushed it back a little bit. We're going to be the last stop, the last golf outing, but October 3rd, save the date.
All right. So, if folks want more information on what's happening with the chamber, still the website is BranchAreaChamber.com. Obviously, you're looking for chamber members all the time, folks coming into it. Give people kind of the 30-second elevator pitch on why they should become a member of the Branch County or the Coldwater Area Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I'm brand new to this, but we are constantly getting called for. We're a resource in the community, and people call us first. They want to know how to reach you. They want to know. From somebody local, what you're about, and are you real, and can we stand behind you? And that's what we're there for. Honestly, when you become a member of the chamber, it's like getting another employee. We're there for you. We're working for you. We want to market you. We want to help businesses succeed. That's what we're all about.
Cole Steele from the Coldwater Area Chamber of Commerce with us on this edition of our Chamber Chat.